Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
Talking with Holland Police Captain Jack Dykstra. Captain, I think a lot of people will agree with us, it's almost as if knives have become the weapon of choice among miscreants in the Lakeshore area. Four stabbings within the last month. Is it something cyclical, or is this something that's always been around and we're just sort of seeing it more and more right now?
You know, I wouldn't call it cyclical. I think it's something that we've always seen at different times. I think the number of incidents that we've had in all in with close proximity, I wouldn't say necessarily that the weapon of choice is a knife. It just seems that apparently more people are out there carrying a knife and definitely using that in the course of whatever altercation they get involved in. And, you know, each incident has its own motivations, whether it's happenstance meeting or, you know, something that's more of a targeted type thing. But we've definitely seen an increase in the use of a knife in a fight.
The other thing that would seem off the top of one's head on this is the fact that it's a lot easier to carry and conceal a knife than it is to carry and conceal a handgun.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that, you know, you can carry a knife legally. It's just a matter of, depending on the size, you can carry it legally, but then what you use it for and your intent in the fight is definitely, it becomes now an illegal item, depending, again, on the size and circumstances. But so, yes, it's something that's more concealable. It's something that people can carry, and it's not necessarily a larger item like a gun. And I'm glad we're not seeing that either, you know, that, you know, Holland in general is a good place to be, a safe place to live and walk around, and you can't just assume that everybody with a knife has bad intentions.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, along the knife situation, that the January stabbing that the woman is going to be going up for trial in next month is a case where there was a kitchen knife involved.
Sure. You know, and oftentimes, you know, research has shown us that knives are involved in more incidents where there's some type of a relationship between the individual and who they might be attacking, versus, you know, where guns might be more not necessarily related to, you know, an individual. It's a more close combat type of weapon versus, you know, a handgun or long gun of some sort. So, you know, research has shown as well that when there's a knife involved, it quite often is related to some type of relationship that the person has had with the victim prior to that.
So rounding this off there, Jack Dykstra, I would think more than anything else is these incidents that have been reported within the past month is more coincidental than anything else?
Clearly more coincidental. We haven't seen anything, and our investigators haven't told us anything that would contradict that. It just seems that we've had too many within a close period of time that it does raise the question.
We're talking with Representative Roger Victory of Hudsonville, part of a bipartisan work group, better way of calling it, trying to hammer out a solution for road funding, road repair funding, during the two-month-long break between the last session, working session of the legislature in June, and when they come back after Labor Day. How have efforts gone so far in the 6 weeks since you guys last had a formal full session of the legislature?
We continue to work on this. As you mentioned, it's a bipartisan, so there's many different voices at the table. But the genesis of this work group is to focus on preserving our existing infrastructure. So you have members from the urban areas and the rural areas. And when I advocate representing a rural area and agricultural community is that we need to preserve our existing infrastructure, even in our urban areas, allowing our young people to live and exist in those areas. And that way we don't encroach our valuable farmland, and keeping that in mind. So there, you could have a person that represents the urban area and also the rural area with a common interest most, and where do we focus those limited resources when we come up with those dollars to repair our roads? How do we focus? And I want the focus of this group is to invest in our current infrastructure, allow that infrastructure to exist, especially in our urban areas. That way our young people and other people can continue to live in those communities and not put pressure on our rural areas and encroach upon our farmland.
Representative Victory, can you see progress made, or is it hard to gauge at this point?
It's hard to gauge. This is one of the components of the overall road funding package. So that's why we're continuing to work in the summertime on this here and have something ready available when the discussion comes forward, the total package. But we need to be ahead of the curve, and that way our voice can be heard as we approach a final solution on this.
Do you see any solution being put forward and maybe passed by the legislature before November 4th, or is this more of a lame duck situation that it won't get resolved until after the election?
There's a very good possibility of that there, but just one or two of the pieces could come off the wheels, or the wheels could come off this funding mechanism and put that in jeopardy. But there's been a true desire. We've been hearing from our constituents. This is one of their demands, is to get these roads repaired, but also do it in a sound, sustainable way, too.
You mentioned hearing from constituents. You were part of a forum in Ottawa County. The Ottawa County Patriots put together one about this issue, talking with the county commission because of the fact that the road commission is advocating a millage proposal, passage of it in November, or shall we say providing information.
Yeah,
the
right.
Entities cannot formally go for it. But Roger, do you get a sense of frustration from the constituents that nothing's been done?
Yes, you hear that, especially when you they show you their repair bill that they have on their vehicle. And I can even show you a repair bill for $139 windshield that have damaged come when I came back from Lansing. So this is pertinent. I mean, when people are driving and they have a cost, let alone the risk that's at place when you're hitting these roads and the frustrations. So also to move the economy going forward, our business community, our agricultural community, we need sound infrastructure, specifically roads, to move Michigan business forward and provide jobs for our local community.
One final question, Roger Victory. Frustration by the constituents over not getting something done is there. Do you and other lawmakers get a little frustrated that this has become, at times, a political tool? One side of the aisle or the others will use this as hostage, saying, well, if you want a roads package, you got to play ball with us on this and that. And instead of solving the problem, they use it as a tool.
Very sound statement there. And that's why it's been a pleasure working on this bipartisan work group this summer, finding out where we have a common ground and find that common ground, move forward, because we can't be on opposite ends of the issue and try to find a solution.
One other question along those same lines, and I don't want to put you on a terrible spot, but as a politician, I got to ask you on the political side, if there is a road funding solution done before November 4th, do you think it will help or hurt Republicans in the ballot box?
I believe there's some upside to it as long as it's a sustainable funding formula. We don't want to have a funding formula that's assesses a burden on a certain segment of our constituency.
That's State Representative Roger Victory of Hudsonville. Before that, you heard from Holland Police Captain Jack Dykstra. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening. And join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.